sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
T-minus 7 days.
Okay, 7 days is?
I'll be live in Vegas.
Oh, I thought it was the next installment of Talking Sports with Randy Harris and Knockout Radio on Wednesday.
Well, no, that's now.
Well, in 7 days, I'll be again.
It will be. I'll be in Vegas. You'll be in the studio.
Welcome back.
No, you welcome back. You're the one that...
I feel like I haven't seen you for a week.
Well, that's about true.
No.
All right. First, let me lay the groundwork. Coming up shortly, Steve Savanu, Audio Technica.
Love that guy.
We do have a very cool item that we're going to give away. We need to kind of change the giveaway a little. It'll be the same thing. All you have to do is go to knockoutradio.com, the contact me page, and shoot me an email. But normally we do 11:59:59 that day because we used to do these segments on Friday. They're now on Wednesday. So we'll give you until Sunday night, 4 days, because of the download streams, the iTunes, the SoundClouds, on Knockout Radio, on Tantalk, on all the other options, that you have. So you'll have until 11:59:59 on Sunday to register, and then we'll have the drawing.
Awesome.
Towards the end of the first hour, Gerald Sherrill, ironically from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
This week's contender segment. Being from Pittsburgh after what just went down Monday night, we're going to talk about the Monday night football game. And I'm so glad that Dungy's up. And now Dungy can, and I don't mean this nasty about Dungy.
I'm so proud.
But now the whole thing can go away.
I love it.
Well, I'll address what I want to about Tony Dungy.
I know you will.
Shortly. And then this week's Ultimate Fighter segment, Josh Parisian, who fights tonight. Now, yes, it's already happened. This is filmed, but it is seen tonight on FS1. Kellum Gastelum, couldn't think of his name for a second, fighter. And you know why we're getting all their fighters, right?
Because they're winning.
No, because they speak English. Okay. It's almost like all the foreigners are on the Whitaker team.
Okay.
With Whitaker being a foreigner as well, even though he speaks. Does he speak English or does he speak Australian? Even though it's the same thing.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
It's a different dialect of English, but it's still English.
But it's a different accent.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a new recording, a message on my recorder.
Yeah? What's it going
to
do?
I'm going to Epcot.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to the Australian pavilion.
And translate.
No, I'm going to have somebody in the Australian accent do my message.
Oh, okay.
Tell me that's not smart.
That's genius.
It is.
That's the advantage of living so close to Epcot.
Allegedly, we'll start our NFL picks sponsored by 8-Man Strong with Ken Shamrock today.
Yes. We didn't have enough time for him last week. I mean, we were filled with Iceman, with Chuck Liddell.
But are you going to tell Ken, no, don't go to the gym? Wait for the interview. Don't go to the gym.
Yeah, he can wait. I mean, he doesn't have a fight coming up.
That you know of.
Well, that's true. That's true. You never know. You may see him in bare knuckle boxing somewhere.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It definitely is possible, so you never know. So that's some of our segments. We will touch base before Steve Savanu comes up after the first break on the Monday night game. Or do you want me to get into it now?
No, it was the best flag football game I've ever seen.
I'm glad that Tony Dungy is in the Ring of Honor, so now we don't have to have Tony Dungy come to the stadium and have the same knucklehead disagreements. Who is the better coach?
No, it's great because now they get a chance. They can share their Super Bowl ring.
They don't share it.
No, it's like joint custody of a kid.
Absolutely not.
You wear it 50% of the time. I wear it 50% of the time. We'll alternate holidays.
Absolutely not.
They should share the 2001 Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
Sure, they should.
Tony Dungy.
Sure, they should, even though they won it in 2002.
And Chucky.
So
it was the 2001 season. I mean, it was in 2002 calendar year, but the work was done.
Do you know how much credit I give Tony Dungy for that Super Bowl?
50%.
All right, I'll be nice. 3%.
No, he gets 50, and that's
for
why
what?
He got that's why he got a Ring of Honor. And
why?
A 50-50.
Why? Why does he get?
He's a co-contributor.
No, he's not. Absolutely not.
He brought in
people. Who did he bring in?
He brought some of the people.
Who? Yeah, see, first you can't name any.
I don't know the names, but numbers. Okay. I know numbers. He probably brought number 55.
How about he didn't bring in Warren Sapp?
Which was 55?
That would be Derek Brooks.
Okay. Did he bring him?
He gets 3%. And you know what the 3% is for him leaving?
Oh, see?
I'd love Tony.
I'll tell you what.
I love Tony.
I like Donut. I like Dunkin' Donuts before they took the donuts out. But I like Tony Dungy before he made like his speech about race. Like I was really disappointed that he had to bring up the race card in his Ring of Honor ceremony. I mean, what's that have to do with anything? Why did he have to talk about Lovie Smith and who was the coach for the Steelers? What's that guy's name? Tomlin. Like, why does it have to be about race? Like, why can't you just talk about bringing
his
better
coaches.
Character
right,
to the off the field for the community?
All right, back to me though.
All right, go ahead.
On why he gets very little credit.
Okay.
His team did not win the Super Bowl.
Right.
The base of some of his guys did. I was talking to two of the Buccaneers. I just came from the locker room. And we were talking about the 0-2 team.
Okay.
And I'll talk about any championship team.
Okay.
Your stars are not what make you win the championship, the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, whatever.
It's the front office.
It's your role players. Sure. It's everybody else. We all knew Warren Sapp, Mike Allstott, Simeon Rice, who was talking about Hall of Fame there Monday night, Derek Brooks, Rondae Barber. It's all everybody else that stepped up, which were all the guys that John Gruden brought. Pittman. I believe it's 23 or 25 of the 53 were new players.
Yeah, but that isn't a system that works in that scenario. It's not just individual players.
It's the system, which
it's
was
a
new system.
Like Belichick, like reloads every year with different people, but the system works.
But if it's a different coach, that means it's a different system.
Yeah, but it takes years to develop that chemistry between players. Like look what LeBron did down in Miami. It took a couple years for them to figure out how to win as a team.
It didn't take John Gruden a couple years.
Well,
it took him the first year.
Well, he got lucky, maybe.
Well, if he got lucky, what did Dungy? You're giving Dungy credit when Gruden got lucky.
I'm just saying they should split the ring 50-50 and alternate holidays.
All right, since this is now FCC and not what we used to do online, I can't say it exactly what I want.
Okay.
You're an idiot. Okay. That's the clean version. That's the cleaner version.
Perfect. I'll take it.
So the thing on the book of face is Tony Dungy, greatest Buccaneer coach of all time. First of all, I'm just going to go on the one saying, just because of what John McKay said that one time, I might think he's the greatest coach in the history of coaching.
Okay.
You know which one I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. So McKay is being interviewed. John McKay, the original head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they were awful.
Okay.
And somebody addressed him at, I believe it was his press conference, and asked him what he thought of his team's execution today.
Okay.
And his response was, I'm all for it. How about that?
I like it. Speaking of press conferences, you were out at One Buck today. You were there with Jameis, and he said what you expected him to say?
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to say? First of all, anybody who thinks Dirk Cutter or anybody over at One Buck is Gobert's, who the starting quarterback is on Sunday, why?
Oh, so it's not decided yet. You think
it's
waiting?
Decided.
Oh, okay.
No, it's decided.
Okay,
so he's already told him.
So Winston's sitting this one out.
We don't know.
Clipboard on the side.
We don't know. He hasn't told anybody but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Based on how Fitzpatrick imploded in the first half of Monday night's game, would you start Fitzpatrick against the Bears?
First of all, I'm not going to say Fitzpatrick imploded.
Three interceptions and a half?
Are you blaming him for an interception that hits you in the hands?
I'll tell you what. Watching the game and actually studying the game, Ben was composed.
You do neither.
Ben Roethlisberger for the Steelers was composed, and he had control of the field, and he didn't make any wild throws.
True.
The catch that Evans made in the end zone was a Hail Mary, a lucky catch. Fitzpatrick was running backwards.
Skill, talent.
He had happy feet. He wasn't comfortable. He was under pressure the whole night. And it showed.
I'm starting Fitz if I'm the head coach on Sunday.
Okay.
And depending on how he plays Sunday, and I think that's what they're waiting for, to see how Fitz plays on Sunday. And if he plays decent, I think he'll be your starter after as well.
Well, I mean,
Winston is your future. Winston
sure.
is the number one starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the future.
Any weight to the burner account on Twitter that allegedly Jameis goes by Johnny U and has been like tweeting things under an alias name?
To who?
Like, every time someone comments about Fitzpatrick taking over the team, he goes on and comments under, like, an alias.
I don't know. I'm not.
They say it's his burner account.
I'm going to say no. But then that's like what the Sixer guy, the former GM, who was tweeting negative stuff about his star. I could see you doing that.
I would. I have a burner account for Knockout Radio.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Knockout Radio is awful. Don't ever tune in at 2 o'clock.
Why would you listen to this old crabby guy?
Exactly.
FCC, thank you.
Exactly. So that wouldn't surprise me. All right, something else. Oh, well, we're at break. So
are we really?
When we come back from the break, we're going to reach out to Steve Savanio. And then I want to talk about Mount Rushmore.
If I was ever going to retire, I would give my job to Steve Savanio. He's got the best radio voice.
He does.
And is the ultimate professional. And
so why would he come here and do this if he's a professional?
Well, because I won't be here anymore.
But if he's a professional, he's not going to come and get involved in this shenanigans.
You'll need somebody to get.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
On Saturday, October 13th, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay will host the 2018 Tuxes and Tails Fundraising Gala at the Tampa Convention Center. Nordic Knights will offer an enchanted evening in a wintry land. Join the fun that features a live and silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment featuring adoptable pets, after party, and cigar bar on the waterfront. For more details or to purchase tickets, go to TuxTailsTampa.com or HumaneSocietyTampa.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clear Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clear Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
All right, we're back hanging out Pizza 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Petersburg. Matthew back from spending a couple days in Helen, GA.
I did. I spent a little retreat in the mountains, got a cabin, went off the grid, no radio waves, no airwaves, no social media.
But smart enough to take your stream TV.
I did take my stream TV. I watched maybe 15 movies with my kids.
Really?
Just family bonding time in the mountains, doing s'mores. It was legendary.
Very, very good. Very cool. All right. So Mount Rushmore. Steve Savanu is on our Mount Rushmore.
He's got to be my favorite guy from Cleveland. I mean, I used to say Don King and Machine Gun Kelly, Shane Grossman.
But none of those are any of those guys from Cleveland?
Yeah, they're all from Cleveland.
No, they're from Ohio.
Well, they're all from Cleveland.
Doesn't make them from Cleveland.
Yes, they're all from Cleveland. But Steve Savanu is my favorite.
There's more than just Cleveland in Ohio.
No, that's the only thing there.
That's the only thing there?
Yeah, and Kings Island in Cincinnati.
My buddy Shane and I went to my buddy. I've talked to him on Twitter. I've seen him on TV.
That's the president of the regime.
I'm not talking about Grossman. I'm saying Grossman and I went to one of the chefs who's big in, and of course a brain cramp. I can't think of his name. He was on the Chew.
Okay.
That went off because of not good things. But we went to his restaurant in a big Cleveland guy. But no, you're right. Steve Savanu is your favorite, and mine too.
He's my favorite.
But I don't know if he's from Cleveland.
No, he's from Cleveland. I know he's a big Cavs fan. He's got to be from Cleveland. Where's he from? If he's not from Cleveland, we'll ask him.
Well, let's ask him. Steve, where are you from?
I'm originally from Warren, Ohio, and then I went to Chicago. So I was a Chicago guy for quite a long time.
All right, okay. And where is Warren compared to Cleveland?
Yeah, how far is that?
About an hour away southeast, kind of halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
All right, so in your terminology, if their address says O-H-I-O after, that's Cleveland.
He's a Cleveland guy.
Okay.
I mean, are you a Bears guy now that Khalil Mack has changed the Bears football team?
Well, you know, I used to be, but now I'm kind of nondescript as far as the teams in the area, because, you know, you got the Steelers, you got the Browns, you got the Bears, and so I just kind of stay away from it all.
Before we get into, and today we're going to talk about the ATH S200BT, what's it like anywhere in Ohio, but mainly in the Cleveland area, to be proud to say the words Cleveland Browns?
Well, you know, I was actually at the game, and it was, you would have thought they won the Super Bowl.
No parade this year for going winless.
I honestly thought 16 parade. I thought they were going to go 0-16. I thought they were going to tie every game this year, and that would have been phenomenal. I would have paid money for that. But no, the Cleveland Browns, they've made their quarterback change, so a lot of good things with the NFL, with the Cleveland Browns, and with Audio Technica. So let's get right into it. We're going to talk about a great on-ear headphone product, the ATH S200BT.
That's right. This is an on-ear wireless headphone with built-in microphones and controls. It's got a 40-millimeter driver, so it's going to give you a powerful sound, good low-end response, and it's a Bluetooth headphone because it's a wireless device. The cool thing is we put the ear cups, the left ear cup has the microphone and controls, so you can answer your calls, adjust your volume, control your music playback just by literally touching or swiping the ear cup. It's kind of cool in that respect. It's a good-sounding product. It'll run up to 40 hours with 1,000 hours on standby on the internal battery, and it recharges quickly. It uses a standard USB-type charging cable that comes with the headphones.
The beauty of the 40-hour battery life is even if you forget to charge it before you get on a plane, unless you're flying to, I don't know, Mars, I think you're okay. Your headphone will work on the plane.
Your headphones will work, and, you know, a lot of people just forget to charge them in general, and they're wearing them on the train to work, or they're wearing them to work out in the evening or take their evening walk or whatever. But 40 hours is a long run time.
You know, and the wireless part or the, you know, no wire, obviously that is wireless, you know, where you can go to the gym. You know, I use it when I'm cutting the yard now, and I don't have to worry about being attached to my cellular device or my music device. You don't realize how awesome it is until you try it.
You know, it is, and the wireless, you know, everything is going wireless these days. I mean, headphones are going wireless, speakers are going wireless, and people want that convenience.
Internal battery, you already mentioned. I'm looking down the whole list is 40 hours. But what is it, 1,000 hours on standby?
1,000 hours on standby. So standby basically means you're not running music through these headphones, and they're ready to connect or to pair with your device as soon as you literally, you know, flip the switch.
The other thing that I think is very important to mention, and I know I'm trying to get through this quick because I know you have a meeting to get to, is how lightweight this particular product is. A lot of times, you know, when you're not talking in-ear, when you're talking over-ear or behind-ear, they tend to be heavier, but this is not the case. This is a lightweight ear pad.
Correct. And it is an on-the-ear headphone. So some people feel the over-ear headphones make you feel a little bit more claustrophobic, and these guys kind of rest on your ears. They've got extremely comfortable foam ear pads. They're lightweight, and they're compact in size. They still give you that full, you know, 5 to 32,000 hertz frequency response. So they're really going to give you that good low, good solid low end, and you're going to hear all the detail in everything that you're listening to.
And for all of those Metro, Centro, all those words that I'm not any of, where you have to look and everything has to match, you can buy all three of these because they come in black, they come in gray and blue, and white, so it can match your attire.
That's correct. As you used to say, if you can't operate, decorate. And you can have one for every outfit of the week.
That is perfect. Well, we are going to be,
of course.
Yeah, we're going to be giving this product away. We're now going to have our drawing Sunday night at 11:59:59, as we're going to give everybody the opportunity to get in and then listen to the downloads and such after if they're not listening to it live. Where can people get more information? And really, let's be honest, more importantly, where can people purchase this, Steve?
You can purchase this thing right on our website at the shopaudiotechnica.com. You go to the www.audiotechnica.com website, click on the ATH S200BT wireless on-ear headphones, and there's a buy box up in the upper right-hand corner, and the U.S. price is $69. And you can click the add it to your cart button and check right out and have it sent to you right away.
And that way you'll have it in time for the Super Bowl parade in Cleveland when the Browns become victorious this year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There you go. Steve, as always, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Sounds good, Randy. You too, and have a great day wherever part of the country you are in.
There you have it. Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio Technica. It's been a part of a Friday program. Now we've moved him over to the Wednesday. More national exposure for Audio Technica, more national exposure for Steve Savanu, and more opportunity for our national audience to be able to get involved and pull a victory.
Still my favorite voice in radio, and always will be.
Now, see, you're my favorite. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. I'm lying. All right, so we talk a lot about Mount Rushmore.
Yes. We just lost Steve. I hope he didn't jump after you said that I was his favorite.
We talked Mount Rushmore. Who's your Mount Rushmore?
Right.
We've done wrestlers. We've done TV shows. We haven't done TV shows. We should do Mount Rushmore of TV shows.
You're going to put MASH on there?
When, you know, I remember my wife called in sick for the finale of MASH.
Well, that was the longest running show at the time, right? I mean.
I think so. Now isn't now WWE?
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
I think it's Monday Night Raw.
Could be.
I think it is. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about Mount Rushmore and what's in the news. So we'll do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong. Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DiBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
The epic.
Wait, you wait for the music to stop?
Kid Rock was done.
I'm having a good time. That's Kid Rock?
Yeah.
I like that guy.
He walked by us at, I think it was the Super Bowl in Houston. And he's got it rocking and rolling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it right.
Yeah. You know, sometimes just seeing certain people is kind of cool.
Bigger than Eminem? Like, which guy coming out of Detroit is a better music guy? I mean, don't say Motown.
I'll answer your question. Are you asking me?
Yes.
I couldn't tell you two things Eminem has ever done other than the new peanut commercial is pretty funny.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Where his resume is laminated.
I'll have to look that up on YouTube.
I couldn't tell you anything about the singer.
Well, I mean, you're a little bit older than I am. Like, why was Detroit such a huge music, like, iconic city, like, back in the day? Like, why was Motown?
What was the word you were trying to say?
I didn't say anything. But what I'm just saying is, like, why was Detroit such a big mecca for music?
I love how you make me always look so good.
I do.
It's awesome.
I always try.
You know, it just happened. You know, that's where Motown started. And if you ever go to Detroit, the second thing you should go to is Hitsville Music. I think it's Hitsville, USA.
Okay.
Which is the house where they all went and they all made music. Smokey Robinson, Little Richard, Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5. And it's just a house.
So where's the first place?
Well, the first place would be my buddy Seth Gold.
At the Diamond Pawn and Hardcore Pawn. Hardcore Pawn.
I think it's American Pawn and Jewelry.
That was great when we broadcast live from there.
It's probably my favorite thing I did in Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, just getting the tour and going into the back room and seeing the pawn and understanding about pawn.
Sure.
You know, which was definitely pretty cool. And Les, awesome guy.
You know, it's funny, like you're talking about Michael Jackson. In Helen, Georgia is, or Cleveland, in fact, is where, not Ohio, But Cleveland, Georgia is where the Cabbage Patch Kid.
I know, I went there.
So you see in the entranceway all the stars that signed up to Xavier, and then Robin Williams was there, and Michael Jackson. It was crazy to see the history there. And I had no idea. So
yeah. Did you? So you went in?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
We just went to the big billboard that was out front.
You think my daughter's gonna let me go to Cabbage Patch Land and not buy them a Cabbage Patch doll?
Would it surprise you if I told you I have a Cabbage Patch?
No. You're a collector. You collect everything.
I have a Olympic Cabbage Patch.
I saw the Bruce Jenner. I wonder if they make a transgender Cabbage Patch doll now because of Bruce. Or Caitlyn.
Yeah, there's really no such person as Bruce.
I mean, but what do you think?
There's the president and myself. He just sent us the picture.
At Hitsville, USA.
Hitsville, USA. It's kind of cool.
I should have asked Xavier that if they're going to make a transgender Cabbage Patch doll to keep up with the current trend.
Maybe do it.
I didn't see a bathroom like a Target bathroom.
All right, before you get me in trouble. So Tiger Woods was asked the Mount Rushmore of golfers.
Okay.
And I don't understand why this is controversial. I don't know where anybody would have an issue. But unfortunately, in the world we live in today, people are having issues.
Okay.
So he named, and off the top of my head, I think it was Sam Snead. I believe it was Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Or Nicholas. Because the other one is in The Shining. right. I don't remember the third. And okay. Then he goes, and me.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a problem with Tiger Woods, including himself, in the naming of his?
Well, Sunday marked his 80th professional championship win.
Who would have? You know the only issue that I have?
That they didn't put Rodney Dangerfield and Chevy Chase from Caddyshack on Mount Rushmore?
Can I give you?
And Happy Gilmore.
Can I give you my issue?
Yes, please.
Is that he didn't name himself first.
Yeah, he's a goat. He's a goat.
I don't know, is he?
He's a 10-year comeback, he's a goat. He came back to the mountaintop after he got knocked off, went through it, came back as a champion again. Yes, he's a goat.
It's different. It's different. It's a different time. The equipment is different.
Yeah.
You know, their health and their regiment and all that stuff is different. So do you give more credit to him? Same with an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Do you give more credit to somebody that was head and tails above anybody else back in the day? You know, when it was one system against another system, you know, one thing that you're good at. Matt Hughes was good at wrestling. Mark Coleman was good at ground and pound. You know, on and on and on.
I don't think you can compare it that way, though. Because in fighting, now it's more about the points and strategy, and it's about going and get a takedown and get out of there with as little damage as possible. You know, it's not like the throwing hands and the show for the fans like it used to be back in the day, like the wild haymakers and the crazy barbaric.
Have you ever, as you mentioned, throwing hands, have you ever heard of like a tagline in that, you know, something, do you want these hands or, you know, whatever, that WWE is now using with Braun Strowman?
No.
Have you ever thought, why didn't I think of that? It's such a cool, you know,
you want these hands.
Well, that's what, you know, and his shirt is about, you know, his fisticuffs and stuff. I mean, it's like anything, you know, you see any of these taglines and it's like, God, that's so smart.
Well, I mean, everything evolves. Even like, look at baseball, you know, they bring in one pitcher for one batter, for one major out at one crucial part of the game, where back in the day, Babe Ruth had a cigar hanging out of his mouth while he was pitching on the mound.
Right? What do you mean back in the day? There was a couple pitchers who were stone drunk.
Oh, yeah.
On and pitch perfect games.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, but those guys used to pitch like full games. Like, you know, they went out there and they stayed out even after they were already exhausted and spent. Now it's so strategic. You know, every pitch is important. And they bring in one person just for a specialty pitch to get one out. So, yeah, I mean, record books are always going to be changing. And never, you won't really see big records fall because guys just don't last that long.
What record in all of sports do you think will never fall?
The 56-game hit streak in baseball.
Really? See, I think that will be
because the best people in the world fail 7 out of 10 times in their profession. And to have a 56-game hit streak consecutively the fresh arms coming in just for one at bat, one out, the odds are against it.
That'll be broken before the consecutive game record.
From Cal Ripken Jr.,
yeah.
The Iron Man?
Yeah. Well, allegedly.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there's a rumor.
Well, what's the rumor?
Oh, there's a rumor.
Oh, what's the rumor?
No, I can't tell rumors.
I'll write it on the wall of inspiration.
All right, I will. I'll write it on the wall. Right above where that big one is, America is great.
It is great.
I will put that up there. But that's one that I think will never be broken, because in today's society, you know, somebody needs a day off. You know, I remember a basketball player tore a ligament in his thumb playing Game Boy. You know?
I mean, like, Chris Conte got, you know, like stiff-armed into retirement.
Hold on a second. That's right. As usual, you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying.
You don't know what you're talking about.
He's on the injured reserve list.
You do know that he was injured before the game.
I do.
You do know that he probably shouldn't even have played.
Probably.
So if he has a torn PSL, PLT, ACL,
MCL.
All those things. Well, I've had it. I know that I turned once I fell.
Right.
I know that I stepped over a 3-foot barricade at the Philly spring training and I fell. So he shouldn't even have been out there. So now he's going to be a poster. You know, it used to be John Lynch getting shook out of his shoes by Barry Sanders.
Right.
No longer.
Yeah, right.
John Lynch is sending roses to Chris Conte.
Yes.
Because that is now
poor
him.
Poor Chris, man. That got
again,
posterized on Monday night.
Again, he was injured. He was injured beforehand.
Yeah. But you still don't tackle high. What was he doing going up for the shoulders? I mean, that was his mistake.
If you're good at known, be known for the best, even if it's the worst of the best, because that was the worst of the best. When we return, Gerald Sherrill from The Contender. It's on Epic. And like I said, it's just perfect timing because the Pittsburgh Steelers came down here. And, you know, some players have talked to me about the stands. There was a lot of yellow towels there Monday night. Well, let's find out from Gerald Sherrill when we return if he's ever waved the terrible towel. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
Everybody get up.
Studio coming. It's plexiglass going up. When are we going to make this thing legit?
Well, I'm waiting for the cage. Wait, next time Ken Shamrock comes here in person, we can train and have a bleacher section and have put some mats down for some DDP yoga, which I didn't get a chance to stop in Atlanta on my way back.
Should have.
I was going to call you in and like, hey, can you call Dallas and see if I could come by and stretch out, but we just ran out of time, ended up driving back overnight.
You know, it's funny that you just called him Dallas because that's not his name. But it's always been a – you know, I'm like, what do you call him? Do you call him DDP even though that's not his name? That's his – you know, do you call him Dallas because it's Dallas Diamond Page even though that's not his name?
I call him Dallas.
You know, it's kind of like when I got yelled at once. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
I got yelled at so bad by a big black.
Okay, from Rob and Black, right. TV show,
right.
MTV yep. series, skateboarder.
Yep. So Rob, or not Rob, but Big Black,
yep.
Christopher.
Rob Boykin, was that his name?
Christopher Boykin.
Christopher Boykin.
So I got to meet him at an airport in Seattle.
Okay.
He was a big UFC fan, and we talked for a little while, and then we talked on Twitter, and he was kind enough to allow us to bring him to our Make-A-Wish event, the Kevin Carter Foundation that we do in Nashville. So he's across the hall. We're at the hotel. We stay at the Hilton right across from the Country Music Hall of Fame. And he's walking away, and I'm with my daughter, and I'm trying to get his attention. You know, I just want to say, hey, do you need anything? Is everything? So I yelled, not yelled, but I'm like, hey, Christopher. And so he walked around, and he sort of cornered me. May he RIP. He's like, don't ever call me that again.
Wow.
I thought that was your name.
That's his character.
He said, my name's Big Black.
That's his role.
So you want me to scream across Big Black? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
May make you uncomfortable. Okay. But, I mean, it's just the same thing with Hulk Hogan. I mean, very few people call him Terry.
I call him Terry.
You do? Yeah. I wonder what Mike Allstott called him at the in the press box.
I'm going to say he called him Terry.
You think he called him Terry?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. You know, I've had the same issue Titus O'Neil was on last week.
Yeah.
You know, and Titus and I are friends.
Yeah.
He's in my phone under Titus. That's not his name.
Yeah. Right. It's Thaddeus, right? Thaddeus.
Yeah, Thaddeus. Yeah. So, yeah. And I've never, do I call you Thaddeus? Do I call you Titus? Do I call you Mr. O'Neill?
I'm the same way. Call me Nick Pizza Man.
Yeah, I'll never do that.
No, you have to call it.
Well, I won't.
You did that on Bubba's radio. You talked about, you called me that
it's
on air.
It's called I Put You Under.
Oh, you're like the Nick Pizza Man's over here. You know, he can bring you pizza.
Even though it's called Putting You Over, I'm trying to put you under.
Under the ground.
I'm trying to get you as down and low. All right, so rumor has it Ken Shamrock will be on in the second hour.
We got to talk to them.
So at the top of the hour, you need to spend a good 10 seconds.
And figure out my NFL picks.
And get your seven
picks. Am I going against Ken Shamrock? Is this a head-to-head battle? Like,
okay,
alpha male versus alpha male?
I'm going to turn your mic off when he's on, just because I can't put up with you anymore.
That's a good strategy.
And this is the exact same spot we were at when it went down last time. What people need to do is they're attempting to beat Ken Shamrock.
Yes.
So Ken Shamrock, he doesn't even know what we're doing.
Seven games.
He's going to pick seven games.
Yep.
You can pick any seven games you want.
Okay.
And he's going to pick any seven games he wants. So if your total is more than his total, you will register for a prize.
What if you Cleveland Brown it and tie him? What do you win?
Okay. Let me speak slower for you. Okay? Push is to the advantage of the house.
Oh, okay. All right. Casino rules.
And seeing that there's a tiebreaker.
Okay.
And I don't even know why we need a tiebreaker, to be honest, because I'm going to pull one winner.
Okay.
So seven games, and I'm picking Cleveland as one of my wins.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right.
I think they are playing Oakland. Yeah. Okay. Playing Oakland. Right. How about that? So, you don't have an issue with the Tiger thing. We already talked about that.
No, Tiger, I'm happy for him. I think it was awesome to see him back on Sunday as a champion wearing his red. It's awesome.
We're 10 days away from Connor Khabib.
Connor Khabib.
And you know what the best part of being 10 days away is? We're close enough for me to say it's the return of Conor McGregor.
Yeah, you like using that accent.
I do.
Ratings go down when you use it.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
I mean, I like
at least they move.
I love the Fitzpatrick Conor McGregor references this week in Tampa.
Like, it was cool.
Everybody's using the T-shirt reference.
Not just in Tampa.
Or the Jeremy Stevens.
It's not just in Tampa. The Conor McGregor Fitz has been a nationwide phenomenon.
Yeah.
You know, it has been crazy. But
it's
again,
magical.
You need to win.
Yes, you have to win.
And he didn't.
He didn't.
They didn't. Yeah, I'm not handing
but they
that
had
whole loss.
Deshaun Jackson got a kickoff return returned because of a penalty. The Ben Roethlisberger where he got hit in the head with a hand. I mean, that was a personal foul. It was excessive.
It is.
It's crazy.
No, but it is.
It's crazy.
I understand
why
that.
Why protect these quarterbacks? I mean, who's the outspoken Sherman?
Richard Sherman. Yeah.
He was outspoken and said that they don't care about the quarterbacks in this league. They don't care about anybody else. I mean,
so,
I kind of feel that
so,
way.
So which do you want?
I agree.
Do you want the way it is now in the NFL?
No.
Or do you want it the way it is in MMA where you get a warning, a stern warning, a very strong warning, three more warnings, and then we're going to warn you if you do it again?
Can't there be a middle ground?
I don't think so.
No. I mean, how many penalties were Monday night ruined the gameplay, the flow of the field?
It's awful.
It was terrible.
No, it's definitely awful. But the problem is when your quarterback is your marquee position, you can't afford to have your mark. When Aaron Rodgers got hurt, when Tom Brady's gone down, it's kind of like in MMA, and we'll use the UFC as a reference. When you lose Jon Jones, when you lose GSP, when you lose Ronda Rousey, who are the stars? Can you imagine if the UFC loses Conor McGregor again?
Yeah.
Because he's been gone for over 2 years. Can you believe it's been like 2 years?
2 years? Yeah. Crazy, right?
They have no other star. Who are their stars? Name me a star. Cormier is probably the biggest name, and more people, I think, dislike him than like him.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Right. It's
that's all right.
I mean, that's good for him, but.
I don't know if people, it's I call it the Ric Flair syndrome, yeah. Where people will pay money to see Ric Flair win.
Yes.
Or see Ric Flair lose.
Sure.
Or see the guy who's drawing up the script have a heart attack. Because it's all up to him as to whether Ric Flair wins or loses. But I don't know if people will pay money to see Daniel Cormier lose.
Yeah.
I think people would pay money to see Daniel Cormier beat Jon Jones. But I don't know if people are going to pay money.
I don't think anybody cares about that fight. I don't think that fight's as big as you think it is.
Which one?
Cormier Jones.
Oh, it's not.
It's past its prime. It's over.
It's not. Because it means nothing, because Jon Jones would win it again.
Right.
You know, and there's no doubt in my mind that he would.
But Khabib and McGregor, this is going to be the fight of the year. With the exception
I don't think
of,
it is.
With the exception of maybe the Liddell and Tito fight.
No.
Thanksgiving.
No, I don't.
I mean, you're going to have the money behind it. You're going to have the Golden Boy Productions. You're going to have Oscar De La Hoya in the mix. I mean, you talk about an entertainment spectacle.
All right,
let's
stay on Conor Khabib for a minute. Why do you think this is going to be such a great fight?
Because they both talk crazy.
But that doesn't have anything to do with fight night Saturday.
Because he fights a bear.
He didn't fight a bear. He wrestled a bear.
He wrestled a bear.
Right.
And he won.
I don't think this will be a great fight.
No, I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be a great fight. I think it will be a great build up to the
absolutely.
Fight. And I think it will be better than the Mayweather. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. The Mayweather had some pretty good moments, though. Because, you know, I can't read, and so you just talk.
Well, obviously, that one would be better because Khabib's not going to get into all of this.
Right.
You know, he's not playing that game.
He's not that guy. Right.
He's not that guy. But what if, and I know we talked about this before, especially after the press conference, what if Conor lands something? I'm not even saying wins the fight yet.
Okay.
Lands something, and Khabib falls on top of the logo of his new whiskey.
I don't know.
You don't think Josh Hedges, who is the photographer for the UFC, is going to click that picture right away?
Of course.
That is that's the money shot.
And you know who got their new bourbon this week coming out? Your boy. the best of all the people on the planet that you would sell your son for, trade him for, who would be the one guy to meet?
Well, no, I would never sell my son soul or anything.
Rocky, not a soul, but just his a person.
I've met Rock before.
Right, Stallone is releasing his new bourbon. He's been working on a new bourbon. Start. I mean, Shane Grossman, 17 years sober, he may come back out of retirement, drink some bourbon with me.
Good. I don't think he will.
Oh, if it's Stallone bourbon, we're drinking that. And you know he's a big pizza guy.
Creed comes out. Creed 2 comes out.
Yes, it does. Is that, when does that come out?
I think tomorrow.
I'm going to watch it on my stream TV.
So you've got that coming out, and then you have Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai, yeah.
Is being shot in Atlanta. You could have, dropped in on that, too.
Well, I was kind of busy taking care of kids.
What's more important?
Cobra Kai.
You're talking about selling my son to meet Stallone, but yeah. You're not going to sell your kids to go to Cobra Kai?
Yeah. I would sell them to go to that.
You shouldn't sell your kids.
I mean, I can make another one. I can't make another Cobra Kai.
We don't know if you can.
No, I can make another, probably. I'm still young. It's my wife that may not be able to make any.
No, I think you need both of them.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, at least that is the rumor. So back to it real quick. I know we only have another couple of minutes before the top of the hour. I'm not expecting it to be a very good fight.
Yeah,
I'm really not. Either Conor's going to knock him out or Khabib's going to lay on top of him. That's what's going
to
happen.
You think he's going to do the same thing he did to Iaquinta, just kind of smother him on the ground?
That's all he can do.
Right, because Diaz showed that. That's McGregor's weak point, that right. He can't defend the rear naked choke.
But it's not only that's Conor's weakness, that's all Khabib can do. Khabib's not going to stand with him.
Right.
Khabib's not going to try to outstrike him.
Right.
He's going to go to his strength, and he should.
Sure.
It's something that I used to give George Gazelle crap about all the time. Go to your weakness. Don't be stubborn and say, I'm going to beat you at your best. No, I'm going to beat you at my best.
Right.
I don't care.
Sure.
If he stands with Conor, Conor's going to knock him out. I believe that.
Okay.
Now, can Conor stop being taken down? I don't think he's going to be able to get up. If Khabib takes him down, he's not getting up.
Yeah.
Because he's going to lay on top of him, and it's going to be boring.
And he spent so much time boxing and, not protecting against takedowns, So I think he's going to be an easy target.
I'm leaning towards Conor.
Okay.
I think Conor's going to land something. But again, look at who Khabib has beaten.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not going to necessarily hold it against Khabib that he went five rounds with Iaquinta in New York, because I think...
He was told to.
Yeah. I think it was told, let's don't end this early.
Right, because it was such a cluster with the card melting down literally, 12 hours before the event, that, they had to put on some kind of spectacle for the fans. So...
Yeah, I'm going.
I think that he just toyed with them for five rounds.
I'm going for the media circus. I'll be there for the circus because it will. But again, if Khabib doesn't
respond or buy in or play it up.
So is it going to be? So it's going to be Conor like the press conference last week. And I don't know how entertaining that is.
Yeah. I agree with you. I hate to agree with you, but I do.
Well, if you got to, you got to. Anybody else on the fight card next week that interests you?
I haven't looked at it yet.
It's too early?
Yeah, it's 10 days out.
When was the last UFC?
Saturday.
Last Saturday?
Yeah, in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Oh, that's right. I fell asleep.
The knock beat your boy Sam Alvey.
Yep. Ben Saunders. They made a great big deal about Ben Saunders, and after the fight, him being in the back and working and training and doing stuff with the guy who just beat him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's great for the sport.
I thought it was cool.
It's class. I mean, it's...
I remember awesome. when I was in England, that happened. Fighter gets knocked out. They ride the bus together to the after party, and they were talking and conversing and all that. So it is interesting. All right, we are at the top of the hour. Let's pay a few bills. When we come back, Ken Shamrock coming up to talk a little NFL. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man
Strong. Is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
WTAN, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM.